produced by Kayla Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Channel. Listen live on the internet or by calling toll-free 1-347-850-8560 in the U.S. or for international callers, dial 1-888-201-5313. Toll-free USA, 1-347-850-8560. Toll-free international callers, 1-888-201-5313.
My name is Debbie Keller, and my company is Home and Office Transitions. I provide move management services for individuals and companies. We were looking for a company with high-quality service, integrity, and one that was committed to the same high standards of customer service that we were. And we found all of those in Ewing Moving and Storage.
This radio program is produced by Kayla Padgett on United Kingdom Radio Network, USA World.
Heavenly Father, we come once again to give you the praise, the glory, and the honor, my Father. I thank you, God, for this time that you've given us. It's my family. I'm here in Mpumalanga. Welcome once again. This is Pastor Roxanne Maestri, not from Johannesburg, but from Mpumalanga. And I'm here with such an anointed and powerful woman. We met through social media. That's Facebook. Her name is Fuma, as I know her, F-U-M-A. And I would like her to say hello to everyone there.
Greetings, family. Thank you for this opportunity. It is a privilege for me and honor to be talking to you this day.
So, Fuma, thank you for joining me. Thank you. I know you have an awesome testimony. I know you have an awesome, powerful message. So, Fuma, as you know, this is a Who Told You radio show. So I want to know, Fuma, who was you before God touched you? Before the hand of God called you, who was Fuma before?
Fuma was a self-centered person, a party animal, filled with pride, rebellious, not wanting to listen to parents. I was always out and about. I loved dancing, and I was living the life of the world. I was just reckless with life and going with the flow. That was who I am that time. And along the journey, God has called me.
Wow, Fuma, you sound like a wild party girl. Can you perhaps just explain further? You said that you were rebellious and you were in the world. Maybe just pound on what exactly did you do? I mean, maybe someone out there is listening who's doing something and they feel that what they're doing is pleasing in the eyes of God. What did you do that you can say was not pleasing in the eyes of God?
Firstly, I will say, I used to love parties. Every weekend, I was booked for a party. I remember when I was still staying in Joburg at Wits University, they would invite me and they would send out an invitation letter to me while I was not a student there. But because of I love party and I love dancing, they would send out an invitation with my name on. They will write Fuma and colleagues, Fuma and friends. Then we will be able to go to that party.
Okay, so when you say dancing, I mean, a lot of people dance in a good way. What kind of dancing are you referring to that you say that was not in line with God?
I used to go out to clubs and I was well known in Johannesburg. A lady from Mpumalanga in Joburg, well known through the dancing in clubs and in parties and all that. I was that person.
Oh, okay. So as we say here in Johannesburg, you basically used to go to a place where you know for a fact there was alcohol, I would say, and there were cigarettes and drugs. Okay, now I understand what you're saying. Because some people love the normal dancing, like, you know, the folk dancing and everything. Okay, so you was a real party girl. And then at what point in your time, when did the change come? But before you go to change, I'm sure there's something more that you did in the past that you regretted. Maybe do you want to explain or help us to understand who Fuma was?
Yeah. As I used to go to parties, I would meet guys, then we'll start dating and sleep with them. And another thing is that along the way, while I was partying, I would meet up with guys whom I didn't love, but then they ended up raping me. And this thing of rape, it started when I was 5 years. Then it followed me. And when it followed me, I ended up feeling rejection. I was rejected by people, and that was a pain to me to suffer a rejection.
Okay, now it's all making sense. So if I'm not mistaken, what you're trying to say is that you grew up, but you were raped, you was abandoned, you was rejected. But as you grew up, from what I can see, is that you were looking for acceptance, you were looking for love. So therefore, you thought going to the clubbing and pleasing your friends that you'll be accepted. And perhaps that would have taken your mind out of the pain of what you've been through. Am I right in saying that?
Yes, you are right, Pastor Roxanne. I was looking for love. I wanted to be loved because I'm a person who believes in love. And I was getting hurt every time of what I was believing in. I love to be loved and I love to love. So I was not getting that. Instead, I was getting rejection, and it pained me. And it made me to be unforgiving, to have grudges with people and think that the world owes me something.
So what you're trying to say is that you had boyfriends as well, but how was your relationship with boyfriends? Did you like just want to get boys just to get attention? Was it like attention seeking kind of thing? Did you like, now when you look back at your life, would you say that you were foolish and trying to do the things that you thought that you were born to do?
It's not necessarily attention seeking. It was not attention seeking. It was that I was searching for love, but I was searching for it in wrong places and in a wrong way, because it's different when you are a child of God. When you get love, you don't search everywhere. There's a specific way whereby you can find someone who will love you.
Wow, that sounds very powerful. So now let's go to know at what point. So in other words, I'm trying to get to who told you. At what point did you decide to rededicate your life and now decide to live a God-fearing life? Does something happen, or can you perhaps take us through that?
Yeah, something happened. There's a lot of things that happened anyway. The one that I remember, it's the time I went to the doctor, it was 2001, when the doctor diagnosed me with HIV positive. Then that's when my life started to change. I said to myself, I'm diagnosed with this disease, so now it means I must live a healthy and a good life. I must stop these things that I was doing before. Then my life started turning around. And the time I was finding out that I was pregnant with my second child, my as a boy. So that thing made me to change, to become a better somebody so that I can be a good mother to my children and live long. And immediately when I heard that, the Spirit of God fell on me. When they told me that I was HIV positive, I just spoke to this word that they spoke to me. I said, you HIV in my body, I'm not going to die because of you. You will listen to me because I'm the child of God. Now my life is turning around. I will never die because of you. Then my life started to change that time.
So may I ask a very personal question? So are you still now also known as HIV positive?
I cannot say that I'm cured now. I am cured because of my belief. I told myself that I won't go to the doctors again to stress myself. I'll just use my faith. Because ever since I was diagnosed, I never have taken any ARVs. I was never bedridden, or I was never sick or whatever. I was remaining healthy and strong each and every day, and God was covering me with his covering.
Wow, Fuma, that's a huge faith, and that is such a powerful faith that you have. That is so phenomenal. I'm so proud of you. So now today you are known as Reverend, but today who are you known as? Who has God changed you from that to today? Who is Fuma?
Today I am called a prophetess of God. I am the voice of God today. Because of God has turned my life around. I am ordained. I am an ordained prophetess. I was ordained on the 15th of September. And that thing has changed my life more. It made me to another level. It placed me on another level in life. And it led me to start a ministry of Daughters of Virtue and Greatness, where we deal with daughters that have fallen because of the things that are going they are going through in life. We mentor them and we groom them, we shape them, and we also pray for them. And we do crusades, and we hold the events with them so that we can teach them how to do to live a godly, good life.
I know you mentioned that you have an organization called Daughters and Virtues. Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay, and you also touched on why you started. But can you give us a deeper revelation of why did you start that organization and why call it such? What brought you to that name?
One day I was sleeping in my room and God visited me in a dream. While I was sleeping, God woke me up and said, "Fuma, get up." Then he showed me a pen and a paper. Then he started talking to me. He mentioned the name Daughters of Virtue and Greatness. It was like I was hallucinating or something. I didn't understand exactly what was going on, but I was hearing his voice, the voice talking to me. Then I started writing down on a paper, Daughters of Virtue and Greatness. Then after that, I asked God, I said, "Lord, what do you want me to do with this name? It's such a big name, Virtue and Daughters. This thing is going to be very difficult for me. How would I do this thing?" Then God started to explain to me how would I do it. And I started writing everything down. He gave me everything, the car, the theme and the scriptures to use and the emblem. He's shown me everything in a dream on that night, and I wrote it down on that paper, and I referred it to a journal that I'm still having even today.
Wow, that sounds like a very powerful organization. I'm so proud of you that you never allowed your past to determine your future. And I'm so proud of you that even though you went through all of this pain and disappointments, from what I can see that is that you're taking all of that and you're now using it to help other daughters. So Reverend Fuma, as I know you, if somebody wants to contact you, maybe someone out there is going through a struggle with their daughter or having a mother and daughter relationship, how can they contact you? And secondly, do you go out and do motivational talk? Would you go if somebody invites you?
The number that you can use to contact me is 073-774-7195. I am available at any time. As long as you need me, I'll avail myself. I am here to serve God, and I'm ready to do every work that God wants me to do. I can come to motivate. I can come to mentor or coach the daughters and a mother and a daughter to help to build a good relationship between the two.
So, Reverend Fuma, when do you have these when do you have these events? Is it like maybe once a year, twice a year? When do you have them, and where perhaps do you have them?
It depends on the Holy Spirit, because I pray then God is the one who's revealing to me. Like last year, I did 3 events in Mpumalanga. And this year, I only did 1 event, the one that we are doing today, the one of mothers and daughters. And it came in a different way. Last year, it was a gala dinner. But this year, God said I must make a night prayer. And then we made a seminar today. So that's I listen to the Holy Spirit. What does it say? Then I'm driven by the Holy Spirit to do events. I'm not just doing on my own.
So Reverend Fuma, listen to your testimony. What advice can you give to someone out there who perhaps lived a life that you lived? What advice would you give them? What encouragement would you give them? And what scripture up till now, when you're down and out, what scripture do you go to and you pull out that gives you the strength not to give up?
The scripture that I can give to you is Micah 7 verse 8, where it says, "Gloat not, my enemy, over me, for I have fallen." It is because I have realized that I was fallen, but the light of the Lord managed to brighten up where I was and moved me away from the darkness, and I remained in the light. My advice to the listeners out there is that stay in Christ, remain in God, seek God and nothing else. In Matthew 6 verse 33, it says, "Seek ye first the kingdom of God, and everything shall be added unto you." So when you focus on seeking God, all these things that you'll be looking for or searching for will follow you. So this is the principle that I'm living with, that every time I'll just seek God and God will bring things to my life.
Wow, that's amazing. So Reverend Fuma, as you know, once again, this is called the Who Told You radio show. So how would you say, in other words, who told you?
What I can say is that God, who told you that God cannot use a girl who used to be rebellious, a girl who was clubbing, a girl who was HIV positive, a girl who was just wild? Who told you that God cannot use such a person? God can use this, can use anyone whom he founds available. And God knows that you have a capacity. God uses those who are available for him.
Yep, who told you? If you just tuned in, you are listening to Finding My Way, the most motivational, inspired radio station started by Kayla Pageant. Once again, I'm here with Reverend Fuma, live in Mpumalanga. I traveled all the way to Mpumalanga just to meet this awesome woman. Reverend Fuma, I'm going to ask you now to pray. I want you to pray for that someone that is listening out there who has given up on hope, who has lost their peace, who perhaps once was radical for God and are no longer due to their pain, their disappointment and such. Please pray for them.
Father, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, Jehovah, I bring your children unto your throne, Lord Almighty God. I bring them, Lord, to you, Almighty God. For Father, we know that there is nothing impossible unto you, Lord Almighty God. What is not possible unto men, it is possible unto you, O great Jehovah. Father, I pray for the children of God out there who are suffering, O God, who lack peace in their lives, O God. I am praying, Almighty God, for the children of God that are suffering from unforgiveness, those who are suffering from selfishness, those who are suffering from grudges, those who cannot be, who are not able to prosper in life because of their circumstances. Father, I pray that you give them peace upon their lives, the peace that surpasses all understanding. Father, I know that you are the way maker, oh God. I pray thee, Lord Almighty Father, that you make a way for them today, Lord Almighty God. Change their situation the same way you changed my life, oh God. You are the God who never fails, Almighty Father God. You never failed me, oh God, and you will never fail them too, Lord Almighty God. As long as they will come close to you, Lord Almighty God, and make a decision in their hearts, oh Father, that they want you, oh God, to rule their lives for you to shepherd them, Almighty God. I pray, great Jehovah, that you show yourself in their lives, Almighty God. May you arise in their lives, Almighty God, and let their enemies be scattered, Almighty Jehovah. We pray now and forevermore in Jesus' name. Amen.
This radio program was produced by Kayla Paget on United Kingdom Radio Network, USA World.